Thanksgiving can make us think about how to give back. Maybe it's serving food at a homeless shelter or donating canned goods. But what about the rest of the year? I spoke with Don Simmons, a longtime community organizer and professor in the Humanics Program at Fresno State, about the prevailing needs in the Central Valley and how to get involved. Let's look at the Central Valley. What would you say the greatest needs are in the Central Valley?
The overwhelming poverty that's here, but it's sometimes a poverty of spirit that people think in poverty, and I think that poverty just overwhelms so many aspects of life for so many people here. And there's a lot of work going on to help move past that and think in a more abundant way.
Well, it's so interesting that you're using the word abundant and think in poverty. What do you mean when you say people think in poverty?
That idea that we'll never be able to do any better than this, that nothing's going to change, that because we're poor, there aren't very high expectations for our children succeeding or doing well in school. Even the idea that we'll never get out of here because we're poor. I see that changing in a whole lot of communities, and I see this sense of abundance where the young people that I see who come to my classes at Fresno State have this sense that I'm going to learn and I'm going to do better, but then I want to turn around and go back to where I came from and make a difference. I want to help families have better health care. I want to help families to have clean water. I want to help families have safer homes. So that mindset of shifting from poverty to abundance happens in young people a lot. And then they take that back to their families, and I hear the stories. And they come back and say, hey, Dr. Simmons, my mom now, she's going to citizenship classes and her life is changing. Or I helped my grandparents learn enough English to do these things. Or I was able to take my younger brother and sister to get them enrolled in preschool. So I see the changes.
And you're talking about young people and students at Fresno State. Are you talking about the Humanics program? And if so, can you tell the audience a little bit about what Humanics is?
Humanics is housed in the Department of Sociology at the College of Social Sciences at Fresno State. It's 20 years old this year. We've been offering a certificate in what used to be called nonprofit organizational management, but now we refer to it as the Certificate in Philanthropy and Community-Based Leadership. Because in that certificate program, we do a variety of courses in grant writing, grant making, leading organizations, developing entrepreneurial organizations, public policy, advocacy, developing change systems in communities, and community and civic leadership.
And Humanics is all about sustainability, right? It's not charity.
Yeah. Charity is a beautiful term when people do it. It's not necessarily a great term when it's referring to the organization. That's why we don't use the term nonprofit, because it's one of the only areas that would refer to itself in a negative. Healthcare isn't non-sick. Nonprofit sort of gives the idea it's kind of poor me. You can't do anything on your own, you can't really be successful, and you're always begging. So we like to refer to these organizations as community benefit organizations. That really is one of the terms that the IRS uses when they also call them public benefit corporations, because it says first community, where you do your work and where it's based, and then benefit, what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be pulling from the community, it's supposed to be benefiting the community. And last, it's supposed to be organized, not just haphazard. And when we change the language, you can change the perception of almost anything, whether that's people, instead of referring to kids as high risk, what about thinking of them as high opportunity? Or organizations, what if we really stopped thinking of them in the negative as non-profit, but started thinking of them in the positive as community benefit organizations? And Humanics is focused on this idea of developing leadership in communities for enhanced communities and engaged leadership, and really engaging students in service learning opportunities with organizations and community groups, so that they'll be able to go out and lead in communities as executive directors of organizations, as fundraisers, but also if they have careers in other areas like business or healthcare, they'll be great board members, they'll be great volunteers, they'll be great supporters for organizations and communities wherever they end up.
So you teach them a lot of leadership skills like organizing and sustainability, teaching people to take care of themselves as long as they have the right tools. Do you also teach empathy?
That's where we start with empathy, because in order to have the abundant community, one of those bits of abundance is an empathetic community. People who listen and share, people who can hear what's going on and they don't necessarily try to fix it, but they try to understand it and try to see themselves in the same situation. And so we start with a lot of conversation in our classes about being empathetic, being the type of leader that you want to have, and modeling servant leadership in our communities instead of just domineering, dominant type of styles of leadership. So Humanix, which is a word that was created in Springfield, Massachusetts in the late 1940s, which means educating the body, mind, and spirit for service to humanity.
Well, I like that you say body, mind, and spirit, because it makes me think that if a community is healthy, then everyone's healthy in it. And if a community has parts that are impoverished or suffering, then really everyone suffers.
Absolutely. Healthy leaders can create healthy organizations, and healthy organizations can help create healthy communities. And so we focus on all three of those areas: the leaders, the organization, and the community. And what does real health look like? And it's just not physical health, but you know, helping people to learn to take care of themselves psychologically, emotionally, helping people to know where they can go and ask for help and find real help. And then helping people to understand that they're spiritual beings, and that's a big part of self-care, and that's a big part of being healthy in their communities, so that they understand that they're part of something much bigger than just their zip code. They're part of some global issues, and they're a part of a universe that in many ways is conspiring for them to be successful.
A lot of us live in bubbles, right? We all sort of operate in our own little worlds, and it's sometimes hard to look outside of them because there is so much poverty, so much suffering, that sometimes it's easier to just be myopic and hide from it. What are ways that people can take themselves out of the bubble without feeling overwhelmed by the kinds of sorrows that we see in the world?
Get out of your car. Do some walking. Walk in your neighborhoods. Talk to people. You know, here in Fresno, we've got the mindfulness walks that Lori Clinton and some other folks do. You know, those are amazing ways to get in touch with your community and start to see people as people and start to develop empathy. Do a little bit more when you volunteer than just show up and do the work that needs to be done, but actually ask if you can meet some of the clients, some of the people who are going to be the recipients of that work. Do a little more than just show up and drop off that used box of clothing or things at the thrift store, but actually, you know, go in and see if you can talk to some of the people who are working there who are going to be the users of the gifts you've just brought there. It takes a little more time to be empathetic, but the results of that really enhance your own life, and you can start to see how blessed you really are, not in comparison, but blessed that you have the opportunity to be on the same planet with those people who have so much to offer. Blessed in a way that you can start to, not by comparison, to say, gee, I have so much and I'm really blessed, but start to see what opportunities that you have that you could share with others. The founder of the Whitney Foundation, Catherine Whitney Stevens, had a phrase, and she had so much wealth, and she established the Whitney Foundation with one simple phrase: share what has been given to you. Now, for Catherine, that was a pretty good bit, but for other people, just share what you've been given. If you've learned, teach. If you've been given, then give to someone else. Just share what you've been given.
And engage, correct?
I have the privilege right now working with eight Fresno community benefit organizations in a program of talking about community and resident engagement. And our whole focus is, how can we get every person in every neighborhood in Fresno to be engaged? Is that possible? You know, do we want to do that? And so whether that's with the Jakari movement, working with the Punjabi Sikh community, or with a Hopeful Encounter, working with Hmong youth, or with Live Again Fresno, working with kids over on Parkway Drive and Motel Drive. How can we engage everybody? How can we engage them not just to get stuff done, but so that they can find out what they're good at? They can start to recognize their own gifts and their own abilities and their own abundance that they bring to the community.
Thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate talking with you about all of this.
Thank you, Alice, and happy Thanksgiving.